I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There are those of you who will never get to the next level in success or in your life, because when you get to this point, you bend. It's simple. My man said it. You can do whatever you want to do.
You're not going to flip the switch at 30 years old and have the big house, nice cars, and a fat bank account just because you wished it. You got to put in the work now, and that work compounds and accumulates and puts you in a position to have that opportunity when you are of that age.
So what did I do? I worked. I worked to such an extreme level that when I push you on work, I don't even ask you to do 50% of what I did.
And your mama didn't like the fact that you were doing it. Your mama didn't understand, and you let your mama in your ear. Like it was your mama's dream. You let your daddy talk you out of it. That was yours. That was something the Creator gave to you. That belonged to you. My mother never understood, but she's working for me now. I didn't quit because people didn't understand. I worked harder.
You've never done something before. You expect yourself to be awesome at it. You haven't done the work. You haven't put in the time. You haven't put in the study hours.
And what I'm doing now, I was doing 20 years ago, and I have not been. I didn't break. So what? You don't understand how I do what I do. This is what I've been called to. And under no circumstances will I surrender. Under no circumstance will I quit.
Somebody who succeeds, you want to be somebody who builds something, you want to be somebody who people write books about one day.
Hear what I'm saying? Don't feed into it. Don't believe the hype. Somebody told you that hard work don't pay off, and you let a little pain stop you from your dream. Girl, you was there. You was running your business. You were there. Listen to me. If you work for it, if you're willing to put in that sweat, that blood, and those tears, baby, I'm telling you, you can have what you want, be what you want, do what you want. Are you hearing me?
During that point, what did I do? Is I did what I preached to all of you, which is I put in the work. I gave up all my weekends and holidays in high school because I knew I had to pay that price, because I wasn't gonna do the, I'm gonna go to school, meet some good kids at Stanford and Brown, Ivy League school, make some relationships, and that's gonna be my springboard. I was gonna start with no relationships and in the gutter, and I was gonna have to prove it. And I would have to show up and meet everybody like I did in my 30s. But in my teens and 20s, I was gonna have to work. And so what I did was, to the extreme of anybody I've met that had options, I punted every leisure activity in my life. Nothing. No weekends. No vacations. Zero. Nothing. Nothing. It's my truth. I didn't take a single vacation day. Never. Zero. Zero. All my high school friends, gone, because I wasn't around. All my college friends, post-college, gone. Girlfriends, nothing. All in.
Kobe Bryant doesn't sit there and talk about how many MVPs he's won or how many championships he's won. No, he gets up at 3:00 in the morning practicing every day. He's not great because he's great. He's great because he puts the work in on a daily basis and he wins every day.
And if you want it, you gotta go get it. You gotta play hard for it. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? It's not for the weak and the uncommitted. The reason why you saying no to stuff, the reason why you pushing the snooze button, The reason why you still going to work tripping, the reason why you ain't blow up is because you still on 70%. You still on 60%. You want to know why the world's passing you up? Because whatever you do for a living, you barely doing it. You coming and you don't want to be there. You not bringing the fire. You got to do it quick. You got to do it fast. You got to do it in a hurry. Why? Because there's somebody else who's on the same track you on. Somebody else who, listen to me, they're on the same path that you on. Listen to me. It's somebody else just like you trying to do it. And sometimes they're working just as hard as you're working.
Quit using the word luck. Quit believing in luck and start believing in work. Start believing in fortunate. Start believing in results that come from your actions. And when you do that and you wholeheartedly believe it, guess what? That's what starts to happen.
The hardest worker in the room is always going to beat the talented guy who doesn't work hard. In the end, maybe not every time, but in the end, hard work always wins. Talent doesn't guarantee you anything in this world. A good education doesn't guarantee you anything in this world. The world is riddled with smart people who have never achieved anything of significance. This world is full of talented individuals that never made it. The world is full of expensively educated kids that are outperformed by high school dropouts.
Talent won't get you anywhere if you don't work for it. Talent won't get you anywhere if you have no heart. Talent is nothing if you have no guts. The one who is hungrier to reach the top will always get there before the talented guy. Maybe not immediately, but in the end, hungry always wins. In the end, hard work always wins. In the end, heart wins. Courage wins. In the end, the one who is more dedicated to reach the top will win. How can you beat the guy who will do whatever it takes? You can't. Hard work always beats talent when talent thinks he is too good to work hard. Talent can be a blessing, but it can also be a curse. It can make you think you don't need to work as hard as the other guy. And that is a mistake, my friend. Because the other guy is hungry. He is hunting your ass down, ready to fight. Fight for everything. Fight for his family. Fight for his legacy. Fight for everything.
Most people give up in life because they come up with all sorts of excuses why they can't make it. They didn't get the right education. They aren't as talented as the other guy. They don't have the money. Listen, excuses are for the weak. It wouldn't take you long to find a massive success story who came from little education, no talent, but a relentless desire to succeed. This world is full of stories of greatness from nothing.
It is never too late for you to start your own story. Every setback, every failure has formed part of your story. Don't let anything stop you from writing the rest of it. You are hungry. You will make it. Don't back down. Win at all costs.
As Derek Jeter said, there may be people who have more talent than you, but there's no excuse for anyone to work harder than you do. At the end of the day, whether you believe in talent or not is completely irrelevant. Everyone should believe in hard work. Everything in your life is literally a result of that. You're born an infant, a lump of flesh that can't even hold its own head up. And yet somehow, by practicing, by learning, by growing, you're able to get better. You're literally incapable of anything when you're born. Every skill that you have in your life, all the things that you take for granted, at one point you couldn't do them. So understanding that humans truly are an adaptation machine and that they are capable of acquiring any skill that they want, but it requires hard work. It requires that you do the reps. It requires that you put in the effort. And at the end of the day, the people that you're going to surpass are not going to be the people that have less talent than you. Maybe they even have more talent than you. It's going to be the people that you're willing to outwork. But until you're willing to outwork them, you're always going to be stuck. And as John Irving said, to do anything really well, you have to overextend yourself. And that's the key. If you want to put in an extraordinary performance, if you want to absolutely dazzle people, then you have to do something amazing. You have to be willing to put yourself out there. You have to be willing to do things that other people think are going to break you, that other people simply believe there's no way that you could be able to pull that off, that the human animal just is not capable of the lengths to which you are professing to go. And when you profess it, you have to be willing to back it up, and you have to put yourself on that march knowing in no uncertain terms, under no circumstances, and for no reason whatsoever would you ever be willing to back down. And when you go in with that level of certainty, then and only then are you actually going to be able to pull this off. And as Billie Jean King said, champions keep playing until they get it right. Fatigue will literally chip away at your will to win. It is the thing inside of your mind, that weak voice that tells you that you're not going to be able to make it, the weak voice that begs you to stop, and the weak voice that promises safety and security if you would just quit. And here's the worst part about that. It's right. If you quit right now, if you stop, just sit down, relax, you're not at risk anymore. You're not at risk of embarrassment. You're not at risk of failure. But you're also not at risk of greatness. And if you really want to achieve something, you've got to find ways to put yourself at risk of something great happening. You've got to put yourself at risk of overextending yourself. You've got to be willing to face that you may die, that you may actually fall. And here's the thing, for the people that dismiss that, that say they would never put themselves in that situation, then you have limits. And make no mistake, those limits are self-placed. And for the people that are willing to push that, for people that are willing to go beyond that, for people who understand there are things in this world that they're prepared to die for, and it is the thing that they put at the center of their life, it is the thing that they are living for, but they're not going to stop, and they understand that where the human mind thinks it will break is far short of where it will actually break. But before you can find that point, you've got to be willing to push yourself. You've got to be willing to go harder and farther than anybody thinks is reasonable or sensible. That's the path. And so the question is, can you be thought a fool? The question is, do you believe in something so much that you would put yourself at risk like that? The question is, can you face down everyone, including the weak voice inside of your own mind, to make the world come true that you want to see come true? Because at the end of the day, nobody's going to do it for you. So if you're a champion, keep going until it's done. As Theodore Vail noted, real difficulties can be overcome. It's only the imaginary ones that are uncomfortable. The reason that I love that is because it is a powerful reminder. At the end of the day, you're choosing what to believe. At the end of the day, all those things in your head that seem like you could never get over them, you've made them up. You've decided to obsessively focus on those things. And as Oprah said, what we dwell on is who we become. And think about that for a second. Think about today. Just audit your thoughts. What did you spend your time thinking on? Did you obsessively think about the way that things could go right? Or did you obsessively think about the things that could go wrong? All the myriad ways that you need to protect yourself. And that's how it feels. In the moment, you think, I'm just planning for the worst case scenario. I'm thinking through all the ways that something could go wrong so that I can be prepared for it, not understanding that what you're doing is focusing on all the ways that it could go wrong. They're imagined futures. They are not real. And in that, like a race car driver goes where the eyes go, you will go where your thoughts go. You will become your thoughts. So instead of boxing yourself in and thinking only about all the different ways that something could be bad, could break, could fall to pieces, Think about all the things that you could do if you take the action. All the myriad ways that things could come to your aid and work out for the better. Obsessively think on that and let failure be a total surprise. In that, you will take the actions that you need to be successful. But first, you've got to train yourself to obsess over all the ways your life could go right. From there, you'll act.
You gotta put your whole self in, right? You gotta cut off the cell phone. You gotta, no TV. There were those of you who were watching the game last night, you really didn't have no business watching these boys win a national title, going to the NBA, making millions. You didn't have no business watching them because you're not where you need to be. Right? Some of y'all don't have no business watching the basketball game because you're not where you need to be. If you put your whole self in and got a 1.5, I'm loving you. 2-3 years from now, that 1.5 is going to turn into a 2.5. You're going to be all right. I know from personal experience. So we got 3 weeks. I need all televisions off. I need cell phones off. Listen to me. Some of you are going to be broke for the rest of your life because of that little thing on the side. You're going to be broke for the rest of your life because of a little cell phone. And so you got 3 weeks. I need you to study like you've never studied before. I need you up all night long studying. You hear me say this all the time. But some of you, this is it. You've heard me say it before. You play games when you come here because you got gear on. But you know where you're from in Detroit. You know where you're from in Flint. You know where you're from in Saginaw. And you know your parents are broke. You know some of you got about 7-8 folks living in one house. And there ain't no real room for you when you go back. This is your opportunity to blow up. But we know the reality for some of us where we live. And our parents don't have no money. And they taking out loans, working 2 or 3 jobs for you while you up here playing. Listen to me, I need you to put your whole self in for the next 3 weeks. You got it. And even you say, Eric, look, man, you don't understand. If I put everything in, I'm still gonna get a 1.0. I'm telling you to do it anyway. Because, you know, I told you I flunked English 3 times, like a little basic one. So listen to me, I need you to give 120% these last few weeks, all right? Don't go home. Wherever you're from, don't go home. This is your home now.
It's like you don't take life too seriously, but you also have to take your progress seriously. Because if you do not, then you'll wake up in a couple years from now and you'll be just where you are now. Just exactly where you are now. So your life will blow by faster than you realize. It's super, super fast. Right now, a year passes for me feels like a week. That's how it feels. Years will blow by. 4 years from now will seem like nothing, dude. People don't work, dude. It's so crazy how little people work. People go to work for 8 hours. It's like 2 hours. What are they doing? I watch people work. I'm like, what is he doing? Why is he here? Don't just sit here. Go run, play. Don't sit here in this weird gray zone between working and not working. What are you doing? So because of that, work ethic is built, right? So it's like an endurance race. So the thing is, like, you build that up. That's why, like, I love these guys that are like, the economy is getting bad, man. Oh shit, I'm like, no, you're a pussy. You want to keep being a pussy and then have easy money given to you. People just don't work. They have no work ethic. I never meet anybody with fucking work ethic. Like, rarely. When I do, I'm like, yo, high five, dude. And then we're like instantly friends. Because almost nobody has a work ethic. It's so crazy. I'm having as much fun working as I do around. You guys see that? There's no difference to me. I don't care if I'm working, if I'm having fun. Recreation is overrated. People think you need to be having recreation to have fun. You don't. I can't have fun working. Why not? It's your attitude towards the work. Now, sometimes work can be tough. I get that. It can be miserable. It can be soul sucking. But in general, it's mental strength. You choose to have fun because you have no mental muscle that chooses to to have fun at that point. It's like, what could be possible after 10 years? Like, start thinking like that. Like, what could I look like in 10 years? What could I look like in 20 years? What could I look like in 30 years? Like, you're 20, you should be thinking, what could you look like in 30 years?
I'm not afraid to fail. I'm not afraid to fall over, make a mistake. That oftentimes cripples people on the onset of getting into anything. The first time I ever picked up the DJ decks was horrible. Horrible now, but I'm not afraid of that. I'm not afraid of that feeling. It actually propels me. It works quite the opposite. I can do 18, 22 hours a day easily. I'm a veteran at being able to look at an opportunity and go, is that going to take me forever or not? Some people don't have that. You won't. It's something you develop. You know, that's why most times out of 10, any head of a company has been doing it for a long time, because they inherently can make a decision in the blink of an eye. But you have to learn that. My breakthrough was actually deciding I wanted to be an actor. The other thing that's important, I think, is to keep your head down. You know, keep your head down. Like, when I swim 25 laps, guaranteed, if I look up and start counting those laps, I'm petered out by 15. If I put my head down and keep working away and work at technique, work at internal rhythm, work at, I hit that length, I don't even know what length I'm on, guarantee you I'll look up and it'll be 20 and two more, three more to go. I think people find themselves incrementally checking how far they've got. And that, you know, when you compare it to anybody else or whatever, it's just it's a recipe for disaster. Just keep banging on, you know? That's the most important. Mountain climbers will probably tell you the same thing, you know? There's no point looking. The difference between climbing 100 feet and climbing 500 feet is a point of view. You won't know you're at the top until you get there, pal. And that's what you need to remember. Just don't look down. It changed my life. It turned my dreams into a reality. It gave me an actual, tangible target to go, oh, actually, I could do this. That was my biggest breakthrough. Of course, there have been numerous breakthroughs over my career and my life, which I'm all proud of, but none so much as that realization that I want to be an actor. Know what your target is. Don't guess it. Be as clued up as the next man, because that's your petrol, that's your fuel to get you moving. If you don't know where you're going, what your targets are, you're never going to get there, period. Work hard, sleep less.
Stop crying. Stop begging. Put forth the effort, because one thing I know about life, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. If you put a million apple seeds in the ground, you're going to get a million apple trees back. Stop whining, stop, and put forth effort. And we had to step back and analyze our work. We had to critique our work. We had to bring our work in the lab every day. And we had to look at it in ways that we had never looked at it before. And when we looked at it, we made one change. We realized that we were speaking without the proper microphone. And when we changed our microphone, our views went from 2,000 to 3,000 to 20,000 in 24 hours. It was the little things that made a difference. And I want you to know, it's the little stuff. It's your attitude. When you come in as a franchise owner, you come in with energy. Your people are going to have energy. But when you have a bad day and you're not mature enough to leave it in the car and you take it into the franchise, it's contagious. Somebody told me before, Eric, your actions speak so loud, I can't hear what you're saying. It's contagious. And so if you want them to do it, they got to see you doing it. If they're going to learn how to do it to a level of expertise, they've got to see you doing it. So it's the little thing. And I dare you. Some of you, you're so, listen to me. Some of you may be so arrogant, I don't know. Some of you may be so cocky, I don't know. Some of you may be so confident, I don't know, that you never step back and look at your work. That when anything goes wrong, you automatically look out the window instead of looking in the mirror. And I dare you in 2013 to look in the mirror first. I dare you to analyze yourself first, your company first, your character, your behavior, your work ethic. I dare you to analyze it and see if there's any change you can make. Somebody told you that hard work don't pay off. I'm here to tell you, if you work for it, if you're willing to put in that sweat, that blood, and those tears, baby, I'm telling you, you can have what you want, be what you want, do what you want. Are you hearing me? Keep going till you see. Don't quit. Don't give up. Listen to me.
Don't give up. Don't give in. You hang in there. You hang in there, because if you quit right now, you ain't gonna never see it. But if you hold on, everything you dreamed of, everything you envisioned, everything you worked for, it's coming. But you can't quit or give up before you get it. If you work hard, you can't have it. It ain't nothing you can't have. You deserve it. It ain't nothing you can't have if you're willing to work for it. It ain't nothing you can't have if you're willing to persevere. If you're willing to stick in there, if you're willing to stay, if you're willing to fight, it ain't nothing you can't have. Are you hearing what your boy is telling you? It's yours. It's yours. I'm coming. I'm telling you, it's yours. You can have it. It's yours. You can do it. It's yours. You can be it. It's yours. If E.T. can do it, listen to me. Anybody can do it. High school dropout, homeless, lived in abandoned buildings, 12 years to get a four-year degree. If you want it as bad as you want to breathe, if you really, really want it like you say you want it, you can have it. This ain't for the weak and the uncommitted. Are you hearing me? Success is not for the weak and the uncommitted. This is physical. Sometimes it's going to hurt. Sometimes it's going to be painful. It's hard. Yep, it's hard. Yep, it's difficult. Yep, why? Because the process is weeding out the weak. It's weeding out the weak. And so sometimes you got to play hard. You got to play physical. You got to play tough. Execution is worship. You got to get to a place that when you start it, you get through the middle of it, the doldrum, and you finish it. Are you hearing me? And not just finish, you finish strong. Listen to me very closely. Most of you, the reason why you'll never be successful is because you procrastinate. You procrastinate. You never finish stuff.
Don't get caught up in, well, I tried it 4 or 5 times and things didn't work out. If there's something that you want and you're hungry for it, you've got to do whatever is necessary until. And when you give the best you can and that's not enough, you must do what is required. And don't give up on yourself. Don't throw the towel in so quickly.
The secret to success is finishing. Execution is worship. Are you hearing me? Oh, you better hear what I'm telling you, baby. Listen to me very closely. Execution is worship.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.